next kina is kina Yud Aleph, 11 or 13. Vayikunin Yirmiyo al Yeshio. This is a kina that Yirmiyo himself said over Misas Yeshio, the death of Yeshio. And it's a kina that we can't ever leave out, because the Pasuk says that this is a kina that was placed as Lechuik al Yisrael. It was set up as a chuik, a firm custom in Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says after Yeshio died, Vayakunin Yirmiyo al Yeshio. Pasuk in Divrei Ayomim, Vayomru Chol Hashorim Vashorits Bekinoseim al Yeshio. All the singers always mentioned Yeshio in their kinois ad hayoim, until today. Vayitnum lechoik al Yisrael, and they place them as a choik, as a custom that must continue. Vehinum kesuvim al hakinois, and they're written in the kinois. So this is a kinah that we can't not say. It's a kinah that was instituted lechoik al Yisrael. We've spoken much about this kina over the years, just very bekitzel, just in short. Yoshio was of the greatest machzirei b'tshuva. He became king at a time when avodah zarah, idol worship, was rampant. And it was his grandfather, Menashe, who had been the cause of spreading avodah zarah in Klal Yisrael. And Yeshio HaMelech was the one who decided that he was going to change. They found the Sefer Torah. The Kohenim found the Sefer Torah, and they read in the Sefer Torah. It seems that there weren't many Sifrei Torah around anymore. And they read in the Sifrei Torah, Ora Shalayokim is Divrei HaTorah Aziz Lasis Isom, cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah. And Yeshio HaMelech said, Olai Lahokim, I've got to be the one who's going to bring back Torah. And he began a movement throughout Eretz Yisrael to get rid of Avodah Zarah. And his movement was largely successful. He used the army to go through Eretz Yisrael, the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael, and ensure that there was no Avodah Zarah, and bring back Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. And he almost got there. And had he got there, of course, there would have been no Churban Beis HaMikdosh, no Churban Beis Rishon. But then, in a sad turn of events, Yeshio HaMelech went to war with Nechoi, Paroi Nechoi, the king of Mitzrayim. And Paroi Nechoi asked Yeshio for permission to march his troops through the land. That's how it came about. He didn't want to fight with Klal Yisrael. He wanted to fight with Ashur, with Assyria. But he wanted to march through Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshio HaMelech said that the Torah promises v'cherev leisavir ba'artzachem, that no army, even just marching through, will come through Eretz Yisrael. And he refused Paroi Nechoi the right, and Paroi Nechoi became angry. And he said, if you don't let me through, I'll come to war with you. And Yirmiyo HaNovi told Yeshio, he told him that you're wrong, because that Havtocha, that promise of the Cherev Leisavir Ba'artzachem, that no sword will pass through your land, is only when Klal Yisrael are perfect, and we're not there yet. But Yeshio HaMelech made that mistake. He didn't listen to Yirmiyahu HaNovi, although he was a great tzaddik, but on this point he thought he knew better. And he went to war, and he himself was killed in battle, and the Kinner we're going to say describes how Yirmiyahu bent over him as he was dying. And as Yeshua was breathing his last, he said, Tzadik hu Hashem ki morisi fihu. Hashem is a tzadik, Hashem is righteous, and I've gone against him, I've disobeyed him. And vayikoinen Yirmiyahu al Yeshua, Yirmiyahu was mekoinen. Yirmiyahu said this kina over Yeshua, and Yirmiyahu instituted this as a kina for all times. And over the years, we've spoken about why this is. Why is it that of all kinnas, this kinna must continue? There have been so many wars and so many tragedies and so many great tzaddikim that we've lost. Why of all the kinnas, this is a kinna that mustn't stop. It's forever. It's l'choik al Yisrael. This year I was thinking that we need to go back to the main issue. It's poshut, why this kinna must continue. Yeshua HaMelech was the one who fought Avodah Zorah. And he was hugely successful. But he wasn't successful in eradicating Avodah Zorah completely. And then after he was killed, slowly but surely Avodah Zorah came back into Klal Yisrael, and that resulted in Churban HaBayis. And the kinna for Yoshiol, who was the great loichem, the great fighter against Avodah Zorah, who understood that the only way to have the zchus of living in Eretz Yisrael, to have the zchus of a Beis HaMikdosh, is to be living Hashem Echod. That kinna has to continue forever. Because although we no longer have the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah, the world says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah, they were mevatel, they annulled, they did away with the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah. But kfira, apikorsus, heresy, that's still there, and that's the same as Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah was their way of moving away from Achdus Hashem, of believing in something else. And when our emunah isn't strong, or chas v'shalom, when Yidden follow other ways, when Yidden lose their emunah, that's Avodah Zorah. The kinnah at the end says, Oisois kinnois luboto mechoili, eis kishochachti mechoili. That means my dance turned into kinnah. When I forgot Mechoilili, my creator, Zamoisi kilo adyahili, I thought he would protect me forever. But Roshati v'nosati v'nutashoholi, I was wicked and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's interesting that the kinnah uses the Loshon, Eis kishochachti Mechoilili, the time when I forgot Mechoilili. Mechoilili means the one who brought me forth. And it's used in Shiras Hazinu, where the Pasuk says, Tzur yelodcho teshi, vatishkach keil mecholilek. You ignored the rock who gave birth to you, vatishkach keil mecholilek. You forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was your mecholil, who brought you forth into the world. And then the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem vayinot mikas bomo v'gnoisov. Hashem will see and get angry. Vayoyme astir ofonai mehem. And all those Elohim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu moving away from Klal Yisrael with the result of forgetting him of Tzur Yelod Choteshi Vatishkach Keil Mechileleko. The Rishna Zeichat Tzadik Livrocha wrote a Haskoma for one of the editions of Sefer Be'er HaGoyla of the Maharal, and he writes in his Haskoma, he says, "Uva Golus Achri, in the last Golus Be'ikvus of the Mashiach, as the time we live in, the time of Moshiach, Yeh Niftach Shar Hanun Shebetuma, the 50th level." The 50th gate of Tumah will be open, Shehi Minus V'Apikorsus Rachmona Litzlon, which is the gate of Kfira, of heresy. V'Sorei Malo Min HaShomayim, Malochim, it seems, Malochim in Shomayim, Yashlichu Minus V'Apikorsus Aleoret, will throw Kfira into the world. It'll be a world full of all types of ways of believing in anything but Hashem Echad. V'yispashit l'orko l'rochbo, he writes, it'll be all over. V'chol midrach kaf regel yeh molei minas v'apikorsus, wherever we go, there'll be denial, there'll be heresy, there'll be mockery of emunah in Hashem Echad u'shmoy Echad. And he says, it'll be to the point, Sheyitzarech lenefesh Yisroel hisamtzus gedoylo v'yaseirol hischazik be'emunah. This time before Mashiach, a Yid will need a tremendous effort in order to be strong, in order to hold on to emunah tahir. The Rishna famously said that at the time of Mashiach, to be an El Chayid will be like climbing a straight wall. It'll be so hard. There'll be such ruchos of kfira. And the Davinenu, sadly, we're living that. Emunah. Emunah is being lost. It's new, relatively new. New klala. Another new klala. We used to speak about modern technology and talk about schmutz. We used to talk about the immorality that is being spread through Klal Yisrael. But there's something new. There's a whole world, Rachmona Litzlan, a world of Tumah. The whole Shar Nun of Tumah, the 50th gate of Tumah, has been opened up. And young people are being influenced to ask questions that aren't questions. Young people are being confused. They're being misled. And they're a koifrim. Many, many koifrim, Rachmon Litzlan. Emunah is being lost. And we have to remember this kinna. This is a kinna for Emunah. It's a kinna for Mesirus Nefesh, Keneged Avodah Zarah. It's a kinna for the Mesirus Nefesh of Doiri Doiris. Thousands and thousands, millions of Yidden who were Moisa Nefesh, who gave their lives with Shema Yisrael on their lips. A number of years ago was the terrible bombing, Rachmona Litzlan, in the restaurant, in Sbarro restaurant in Yerushalayim. Terrible story. One minute people were eating with their families, and a second later there was an explosion and massive carnage. Dead bodies lying all over Nebuch. There was a 8-year-old girl lying on the street, called Tamara. She'd been so blown by the blast, she'd been blown 50 feet away from the restaurant. And she could barely open her eyes. But her father, who himself was severely injured, called out to her. And she put out her hand, she tried to reach out and hold onto his hand. And the father, who he could hardly move, but he inched closer and closer. And eventually he reached her and he held onto her hand. And she said, "Abba, scared. I'm so scared. Please help me." The father said to him, "Al tafakhti," he said, don't be scared. He said, "Just repeat after me. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad." And she said after him the words of Shema, and she died. And this devastating tragedy left the father shattered, of course, for months. Many months afterwards, he began to speak, to reflect on what happened. And he said, "I was thinking, my grandparents died with Shema Yisrael on their lips. My child now died with Shema Yisrael on their lips, Tamara. Why aren't I getting the message? Why aren't I living with Shema Yisrael?" And that's this kinnah. It's a kinnah of emunah. It's a kinnah of mesiras nefesh for emunah. I saw, told before, stories of a yid, a very special yid called Reb Leibel Kuttner. He was a gera chosid who lived through the war with tremendous emunah and bitochon, one of the heroes of spirit, who gave so much chizuk then and really until today. And I read that one time, he was in Auschwitz, and one time they were, on roll call, and the Roshoyim Yamach Shimon, they would make them stand out for hours and hours in the freezing cold to count them and recount them. And while they were standing there, he tried to give chizuk to the Yidden who were around him. And at some point, during the many hours they stood there, they overheard the general giving a report to the soldiers, to the Nazis, Yimach Shalom, giving them a report of how the war effort is going. And he was talking about, where they'd been victorious and where they'd been overtaken. He was telling them all the details. But then he said to them, He said, "Don't worry." He was giving the Rishon, he was giving them chizuk. And he said, "Don't worry," he said, we'll be okay. And he said in German, he said, "Uns haben dem Glauben dem Führer." He said, we've got confidence in the Führer, in the leader, the Führer. So, Reb Leibel Kuttner was standing there, and he turned to the people around him, and he said, "Did you hear what he said?" He said, "Uns haben dem Glauben dem Führer." He said, "Doesn't matter." He says, let them mean whichever Führer they want. He said, "But onu ein belibenu elo echod." These words were said for us, and he was mechazik them. Throughout the difficult days, he said, "Remember, uns haben dem Glauben dem Führer. We have Ribbono Shel Olam, we have Hashem Echad." And so this kinnah, Vayakoinen Yirmiyo al Yoshio, is a kinnah. A kinnah over Misas Yoshio, which was an opportunity, a lost opportunity, to eradicate Avodah Zorah. To have a Klal Yisrael live with Hashem Echad. And that's a killer that we need to say, Ad Hayom Hazeh. Because we're fighting that fight, and we'll continue to fight that fight until we're zeicher to that gilui, to that clarity, when all of the world will see Hashem Echad u'Shmoy Echad. Vayakoinein Yirmiyo al Yoshio Eicho Echad.